Oh, I'm so full up. I had sketchy bolognese for tea.
This is Ewan McCadden from Carousel Radio, and right in front of me, I've got lasagna and a banana and chocolate drink.
Mmm, yum!
I just had a drink of small coke, lovely. Welcome to the food and drink show.
This is Carousel Radio.
Johnny Schachter's advice on how to have a sensible diet.
1.
Order 2 15-ounce steaks at Wetherspoons. Make sure you eat up all the fat, as this is very good for you.
2.
Eat as much as you want. In fact, eat more.
3.
Eat 2 chocolate bars every day, preferably crunchy bars.
4.
Eat Kentucky Fried Chicken every other day. This is very good for you.
5.
On the other days, go to the sandwich restaurant called Subway. Eat 2-foot-long sandwiches every time you go there. Salami, pastrami, onions and cheese should be in your sandwich.
6.
Start your day with 6 double espresso strength coffees. After every coffee, have a cigarette. This is good for the bones.
7.
Every day for lunch, have bratwurst sausages with mustard and onions and sauerkraut. Accompanying your meal, have a large helping of fried eggs, toast and onion rings.
8.
Finally, at all costs, don't seek advice from your doctor. This is really naive and will only make matters worse. This has been Johnny Schachter's advice on how to have a sensible diet.
My name is Fran Reynolds. I've been working at a cafe in a church called Chapel Royal. The cafe is called Cafe Royal. In January 2017, Carousel was a charity which Chapel Royal chose because they have a charity of the month. The cafe puts money towards the charity of the month. I have been working at the Chapel Royal Cafe for 6 years, serving people. The cafe is open on Saturday mornings between 10 and 1. At the cafe, we sell cakes which are lemon drizzle, chocolate, coffee, vanilla, fruit and date walnut. All the cakes are 90p. My favourite cake is lemon drizzle cake because it tastes of lemon and is dry and it makes me excited. In the 50p section, we sell cheese scone, fruit scone or bread and butter pudding. The coffee is 90p a cup and £1 for a mug. The tea is 50p, squash is 20p and hot chocolate is 90p. We do sandwiches which are £1.40 and they are ham, corned beef and cheese. And you can have them with either mustard, tomato or pickle. You can have it on white or brown bread. I volunteer on behalf of the Outlook Foundation. We are sometimes busy and sometimes quiet. There are 6 tables and as many visitors. I invite all my friends to come. We have regular people and I know what they like to eat and drink. Sometimes when people are eating, other people pray to God.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Welcome to another Fib or Fact. We have 2 contestants who have 30 seconds each to answer 3 questions. They must decide whether my statements are fibs or facts. Our contestants are Fran and David Parker. David is Carousel's senior producer of film and digital. How's it going, David, with the film and digital?
Things are going really well. Oscar Bright Festival later this year. Films are coming in for that. Got about 80 films so far. So this year's Oscar Bright Film Festival is the 15th, 16th and 17th of November at the Old Market in Hove.
And welcome to the show, David. Are you both ready?
I am indeed ready.
I'm ready.
Fran, we'll start with you and start the clock, please. Tomato ketchup used to be sold as medicine, a fib or a fact?
That's a fib.
No, it's a fact. In 1830, Dr. Mars compound extract tomato claimed that it could cure anything from baldness to athlete's foot. In South America, termites and ants are often roasted and eaten like popcorn.
That's true.
No, in fact, in South Africa, where termites and ants are often roasted and eaten as a snack. Apples, pears, cherries and strawberries are all members of the rose family.
That's fib.
No, it's a fact. Almonds, peaches, apricots, plums and raspberries are also part of the rose family. And Fran, you got how many answers correct? She got absolutely nothing.
Oh my God.
David, you want to start the clock, please? In the US state of Kentucky, it's illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
I'm going to say that's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. Carrying food in your back pocket was outlawed to stop thieves stealing horses by tricking horses into following the thieves before being trapped and sold. In 1930, Frank Snickers invented the Mars chocolate bar. He named it Mars after his favourite donkey.
I think that's a fact.
It's a fib. In 1930, Frank Mars invented the Snickers chocolate bar. He named it Snickers after his favourite horse. Peanuts can be used to make dynamite.
Yes, that's a fact.
It is a fact. Peanut oil can be processed to produce glycerol, which can be used to make nitroglycerin, an explosive liquid used in dynamite. David, you got two correct.
Yeah, I'm delighted. I'm trounced, Fran.
Next time David's back.
So Fran, as the loser, your forfeit is to eat all the food mentioned in this quiz. Here's your meal. It includes tomato ketchup, termites, ants, popcorn, apples, pears, cherries and strawberries, almonds, peaches, apricots, plums and raspberries, an ice cream cone, a Mars bar, a Snickers bar and peanuts. Tuck in, Fran.
Oh, disgusted. Oh, I feel sick.
Not for the radio. Join us next time for another Fib or Fact. Thanks, Dave.
Fib or Fact.
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
This is Carousel Radio, and this is Food and Drink.
If I had one meal, it would be spaghetti bolognese. I drink orange juice. I hate to eat lasagna and ginger beer.
If I could have one meal, it should be pizza and diet cake. I like ham and pineapple, cheese and tomato, and ham and mushroom.
Lovely, scrumptious.
And I don't like drinking beer, water, tea or coffee. But I'd hate to eat dried fruit.
So if I could have one meal, it would be a lasagna plate with tomato and cheese topped over it. And also jacket potato with cheese. I would probably drink a Yazoo with that. Also a Mars bar drink and a peppermint tea in the morning. I would hate to eat spicy curry and drink coffee.
Team Dominica is a charity based in Brighton. Team Dominica was started by Rosa Monckton, whose younger daughter Dominica has Down syndrome. In 2016, the charity opened a building with a training centre and training cafe in the middle of the city. The aim is to help young adults with learning disabilities find and keep a job and to help people take part in their local community. Ewan is part of Team Dominica, Now we're going over to Ewan.
Hello, Fran. Hello, guys.
What do you do at Team Dominica, Ewan?
I am a worker there at Team Dominica. There's quite a load of us. I think there's 21 of us. Candidates, or students, as we call them. In other words, they are students, each with a disability. I go there Monday to Thursday. It opens at 9, so that's when the cafe opens, and closes at 4. The training cafe is open to the public and helps the candidates to practice their professional and social skills. So it's partly like being at college, but it's being at work. We complete units because we're trying to get a job at this place, and the idea is that we have to build up skills. So I've just finished my road safety unit and getting my portfolio in there. One task was to get pictures of me crossing roads. Another one we did in last year was all about food hygiene and stuff, so we did that.
How long have you been going there?
I started when Julie Walters first came to open us and launch us, so in September of last year. And Julie Walters, who I was very honoured to meet, declared us open, cut a bit of ribbon and say it's open.
Why do you go there?
The reason I go there is because it's enjoyable work, I think, and to make sure that I get a job.
How's that going, Ewan?
It's going well, thank you, Fran. But now I now have a placement on the pier as well. So that's, I go there on Tuesday afternoons, so my shift starts at 1, so we have 2 hours there, we had to go for 3. I would serve Ben, who's another candidate, would come with me, and Liam as well. 3 of us go together. There's 2 kiosks on the pier, so we would work. We do serve donuts, yes, and do hot drinks and ice creams and bottles of water and cold drinks as well.
What do you hope to get out of being at Team Dominica?
Yeah, so what I hope is for the customers that pop in into the cafe will sponsor us more and more money. So we have like a bucket of how many people can sponsor us. Please give generously. So you could give like £2, £1, 50p, 10p, be generous. 1p would do us nicely. That's to the charity, yes.
When is the cafe open?
The cafe is open 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. One person would make sure that all the baguettes and paninis and sandwiches would get toasted and made. And we have cakes that are done by our candidate students. One of them is a lemon drizzle cake. And there's a menu there too. So you could have a latte, you could have a sort of a nice drink, so peppermint tea. Hot chocolate, there's loads of other ones, and probably my favourite thing to drink when I'm there. So you have hot chocolate in the morning, then in the afternoon you finish off with a hot sandwich, so it might be cheese and bacon, which is really, really nice and delicious.
Can you tell us, Ewan, about the enrichment activities, please? I know you guys do an activity on Monday.
Yeah, that's right, Fran. We do. So Monday in the afternoon, it's table tennis. Tuesday, there's karaoke as well on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm quite jealous of because I don't do it. Drumming on a Thursday, yes. That's pretty good too because we have Paul and Ollie from Unified Rhythm who come and do it each week. I might as well go just a bit crazy, so you could go. So we've done music with Carousel, stuff like GarageBand and all that stuff.
The Team Dominica Cafe is open on Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can find it at 62 to 63 Oldstein, Brighton, BN1 1EH.
I remember having one person come up to us and say, oh, that's nice coffee. And that was really nice to get that comment back.
You can find out more by going on their website, which is www.teamdominica.com. Dominica is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-A. Thank you, Ewan.
Welcome to the taste test. We've got 2 contenders here who are Fran and Davit. So Fran is blindfolded. We're going to give her 4 things to taste. Here's the first one, Fran. What's it taste like?
It tastes like ham and pineapple pizza.
That's correct. So here's the second taste, Fran, for you.
Lovely. Is it strawberry jam?
You're right, yeah, it is strawberry jam. And the third one for you, Fran, is...
My favourite. Is it apple crumble custard?
Yes, it is indeed. Apple crumble and custard. To wash it all down, Fran, this is your final one.
Is it pineapple juice?
You got all four, Fran.
Yay!
So David is now officially blindfolded, and he is going to taste these four things, which are odd looking. Here's the first one.
That's disgusting.
What do you reckon it is, David?
I don't know.
That was octopus and frog pie. And the second one, David, for you, is this.
Disgusting, that was.
Do you have any idea what it was, David?
It tastes very bad chicken.
It's scrambled flying saucers with French flies. So you think it's fries, you're wrong to say. It's not chips, it's flies. Third dish, David, for you, is this.
Oh, that's like jam. Disgusting jam.
It's an alien burger with shrimp ketchup on it.
Tasty.
So the last one, Dava, is this.
That is amazing, disgusting octopus.
It's not actually. It's spaghetti worms with runny nose sauce. So Fran, well done. You've got top marks, that's 4 points. David, I'm afraid you're the loser and have got none. David, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm going to go out the door and I'll be sick.
This is Fran's food and drink poem. I like eating food and having a drink. I once had cream soda, which was awesome. I like any food. My favourite food is pizza, as I can choose the toppings.
This is Carousel Radio and this is Food and Drink.
When David was 19, he lived in a farm called Grange Farm in West Sussex. David lived there for 5 years with his key workers and carers. There were chickens, ducks, a dog and 3 cats. They tried to get some pigs, goats and sheep. The chickens and ducks laid eggs and they ate fried eggs for breakfast. David lived with German students and an English girl called Laura. And German students worked on a farm, digging the garden and planting vegetables. The students learnt English on the farm with the teacher. There was a homeopathic doctor on the farm who treated David for an illness. On the farm, David grew potatoes, tomatoes, cucumber, melons, pumpkin, fruit trees such as plum, apple, pear trees, herbs. They all ate all the food. At noon, David Bendigon and shouted, "Come down for lunch!
Come down for lunch!"
Everybody would have lunch together. They would eat vegetables along with sausages and meats. After lunch, they would clear the table, wash up pots and pans, sweep the floor. They would have a break until 2 p.m. and then start working again. At dinner, David would hit the gong and we'd all meet up around the table again.
Came down for dinner!
David used to work on the garden. David liked homemade jams, blueberry and blackberry and strawberry. David also liked fruit salad and yogurt. David's room was near the road and it was too noisy when cars went by. David couldn't sleep very well at night and sometimes fell asleep in the afternoons. Eventually, David moved out to a quiet house and slept very well. Next up, we have a poet whose name is Mary Ann Ambrose. She is reading from her CD and book, The Emotional Poet. Mary Ann has been diagnosed with Asperger's Syndrome, on the autism spectrum. She says, I started writing at the age of 17 and over the years began to realise that poetry evoked all sorts of emotions and was an enormous release for me. Writing poetry enables me to breathe. Most of my material comes from my emotional pain, grief and despair, but I'm learning to throw in a couple of light-hearted pieces. I decided on writing this book and recording the CD as it has been on my mind for many moons and people kept on encouraging me, saying how good I am, but I still don't quite believe in myself. I am a very misunderstood and complex person and can often feel very isolated and alone. Here is a poem from the emotional poet and it's called Autism.
Autism. What is autism? A spectrum of confusion? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of isolation? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of alienation? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of intelligence? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of hidden and trapped emotions? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of complexity? Deep. What is autism? A spectrum of beautiful individuals? Deep. That's what autism is. Yes, deep.
Here is another poem from Mary Ann Ambrose, and this is called A Hug.
A hug. Arms wrapped around my body. They encased me like a blanket. The warmth floods through all my channels. I feel all cosy inside. I feel safe and secure that in that moment of time, there is no need to hide. A light has been switched on. I can now see my way through. This is just by having a loving hug by you.
You can buy a Kindle edition of Mary Ann Ambrose's book, The Emotional Poet, on Amazon. You can also get a CD of her poems or go on YouTube at Mary Ann Ambrose. This is Carousel Radio, and this show is all about food and drink. That's the end of the show. Thanks to David Parker from Carousel, the Chapel Royal in Brighton, Mary Ann Ambrose, Tim Dominica, and Johnny Shakhtar, our resident poet. Our next show is about games.
And we'll finish off with the Fish Police and their song Chicken Nuggets for Me, and thanks for listening.
You know, I like my chicken in different ways. Jerk chicken, barbecue chicken with barbecue sauce. Chicken sandwich, fried chicken, scrambled chicken, and I like chicken on toast. Tastes nice, you know. How do you like your chicken? There's a special way that I like my chicken. You know what? I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how I like my chicken. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how I like my chicken. I'm gonna map you how. I'm gonna map you how. I'm gonna map you how I like my chicken. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how I like my chicken. Chicken nuggets for me. 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 Nice. Nice. The grease gets on my fingers and it tastes so nice. 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 Stick my fingers in my mouth. Once or twice. Nice. Oh, nice. I can smell Kentucky and it smells so nice. Nice. Oh, nice. It's a shame that Kentucky don't do right. Chicken nuggets for me. 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 Nice.
Oh, nice.
The grease gets on my fingers and it tastes so nice. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice. stick my fingers in my mouth. Once or twice. Nice. Nice. I can smell Kentucky and it smells so nice. 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 It's a shame that Kentucky don't do right. They don't do right. They don't do right. How come?
This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.
www.carousel.org.uk